up. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. They'll get you feeling good. Chum 104.5.
It's producer Miles in for Jamar while he's on vacation. And he loves his fast food. So do I. And I'm sure he's tried this, Marilyn. The Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Okay, what's the big deal about this sandwich?
Well, it first launched in the US, took a while to come to Canada. I think it took almost a year, in fact. This was the infamous chicken sandwich that was almost causing riots outside some Popeye's chicken stores.
Well, because there was limited supply, or what?
I think they did this themselves, though. They made it seem like this was a very hard-to-get, sought-after sandwich. So they kind of created all this hype, like, we are the best chicken sandwich. You've tasted nothing else like this. It was just excellent PR. Really good branding, really good marketing.
And so did you have one?
I did.
And what did you think?
It was very good. I don't know how they've done it, but it was very good. It was very crunchy, very juicy on the inside. I did quite like it, actually.
All right, so they didn't leave it at that, did they?
The chicken nuggets are now the next thing that they're going to reinvent. Now, I don't know how you reinvent a chicken nugget, because they've been around for years and years. I mean, how much better can they be?
Like, how could it be different? Well, the way they deep fry them and everything like that. But again, it's the marketing.
It is the marketing. Again, they're just making this seem that they're going to be something that you can't get straight away. You can't get easily. They'll be limited supply, you know, limited edition.
Just like our game-changing chicken sandwich, our new chicken nuggets are unlike anything you may have experienced before. We believe that these pieces of crunchy, juicy, delicious chicken will have all guests question how they ever enjoyed chicken nuggets before this. So there you go. You want it. Like, you're salivating right now.
And another way to build up the hype is the fact that they've said that they're going to have to reinforce security and hire people standing outside these Popeye's restaurant to try and keep the peace.
Now, you have Popeye bouncers.
I mean, is this a nightclub or?
Now, was there a little bit of violence included in the last one in a couple locations of Popeye's?
There was. I think there was some shootings in the States for some of these chicken sandwiches.
The other franchise are going, oh, here they're doing it again. Oh, come, we missed it.
Wake up. Wake up, Toronto. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up. On Chum.
Producer Miles in for Jamar this week. So, Marilyn, do you remember who the tallest kid at school was? Remember?
Yes.
Remember that person's name?
Keith Tilton.
You never forget that, do you?
Keith Tilton. Yeah, he was so tall. I know how tall he was. Really nice guy, but really tall.
Guy at my school was called Chris Chung. He was in my class. Just a giant, a gentle giant.
How tall was he, do you think? Over six?
Everyone seems like an alien in Space Jam when you're that age, right?
Yeah. 14 years old.
Yeah.
Is when Keith really, he really took off. And 14 is, you feel so odd at that age, right? Things are happening to your body. Things are, right? Didn't you feel that way?
We would be in the playground and getting into trouble with some of the older kids. And then all of a sudden, Chris would show up and save the day. He was taller than everyone else, right? So it was like, it's fine. Just send Chris in.
That's nice.
He'll defend us.
Yeah.
So, want to talk about this 14-year-old Chinese basketball player. She's 14 years old, and she's 7'4".
Oh, my gosh.
7'4". I believe she is playing right now she's been playing in the Chinese Nationals. I don't know what age group you put this girl in, because she is towering over every single other player.
Her name is Shang Xiyu, and she's not only tall, she's absolutely killing it in her basketball league. She put up 42 points, 25 rebounds, and 6 blocks to win the China Nationals.
You know, it's always easy to say to someone who is taller than everyone else, oh, you'd be a great basketball player. But there's more to it than that, right?
Yeah,
you can be tall, but you still have to be talented. And this girl has both.
Wow. That's about, okay, so she's, again, 7'5". Mm-hmm. And they say it's about 7 inches taller than LeBron James. No, come on.
What?
No, that can't be.
And she's 14 years old.
Yes.
Social media users were going wild after she scored 42 points grabbed 25 rebounds in an under-15s game.
Yeah.
That's not really fair, is it?
No.
I mean, I guess it is because she's within that age group, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And, you know, you're so, like I say, 14's, I mean, she's an elite athlete.
Yeah.
I mean, she's so good at what she does. But Shang Xiu, she has parents that are also basketball players that are also tall.
Oh.
But she is hovering over them now, if you can only imagine that. Yeah.
She's bossing around mom and dad at home.
That's right. So it's just like it's pretty. We're going to hear more of her about her. But she is doing well physically. She's doing well mentally. She's becoming a superstar. And she's 7'5". Let's round it up. What do you think?
7'5". We'll go 7'5".
Yeah.
To grab the headline.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Is it your mom's side or your dad's side you get the height from? Is it a combination of both? Have they determined how that's?
I know baldness comes from the mother's side.
Right.
But I don't know how the tall. I don't know that. Yeah. And can you imagine when she's growing up and she still is growing up? I don't know if she's maxed out or not. But you know your kids go through a growth spurt because you buy something for them. And then all of a sudden, they don't fit in them anymore.
Oh,
and you're going,
I know.
So can you imagine her growth spurt? That would be amazing.
Nike should sign her up, but they don't have any clothes that would fit.
No, I know. It's so tall.
Now, the 6:30 games on Chum.
It's producer Miles in for Jamar while he's on vacation, and we have a prize that he is very jealous of right now on the 6:30 games.
You say pizza, he goes, yes, please, $100 Pizzaville gift card. Enjoy family night with delicious stone-baked pizza and more from Pizzaville. Delicious. So we've got two players, Olivia and Avant. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And okay. Only one of them spelled their name right.
Oh, no. What happened, Yvonne?
It was Evan. I was like, hi, Evan. And she's like, oh, no, I missed the E on the end of my name.
Okay.
I was voice texting.
Olivia, you're on my team. Yvonne, you're on Miles' team. And today the game is Slow Jams. So you're going to go head-to-head with each of us. Each of you are going to have to identify three slow-down songs each. And like you say, Miles, it could be the artist or the song.
That's right, artist or song title. Marilyn, you up first?
Yes, I am. Okay, this is for you, Olivia, and Olivia only. Here we go.
Still can't believe you're going to give anything to hear half your breath. I know you're still living your life after death.
All right, Olivia.
Missing You?
That's not the correct. That's not the correct title. It's not full enough.
I'll Be Missing You?
Yeah!
Oh. I'll Be Missing You. Puff Daddy, good one. You're on the board. All right, Miles, you're next with Yvonne.
All right, Yvonne, time for your slow jam.
My diamonds leave with you. You're never gonna hear my heartbreak.
Oh,
someone's got their flashers on. I can hear it.
Oh, that's me.
That's you.
Never gonna feel a heartbreak.
No.
Sorry.
No.
Sam Smith and Diamonds I was looking for.
Diamonds.
Oh. All right, Olivia, you're up.
Nicki Minaj?
Yes!
It is.
Super Bass. Good for you, Nicki Minaj. All right. You got to get this, lovely Yvonne. You have to get
okay.
This. Let's do it, baby.
Good luck. Here we go.
That's Moulin Rouge. It's Lady Gaga.
No, no.
Oh, no.
It's Lady Marmalade.
Marmalade.
No, we would have taken, well, that the version is with Christina Pink and
Christina,
Maya. Yeah. No. Oh, darn it.
That's okay.
But you saved us from listening to Shallow by Lady Gaga.
That was the one that was coming up next.
For that, I'm grateful because that's not my favorite song.
I'll buy you a pizza just for that.
So thank you for playing, Yvonne. And Olivia,
you.
Oh, you're welcome, honey. Drive safely. We have a $100 Pizzaville gift card. Enjoy family night, Olivia, with the delicious stone-baked pizza. Yeah. Pizzaville, fiercely Canadian, authentically Italian. Thanks, both of you, for playing today.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Producer Miles in for Jamar. And Marilyn, you are fast approaching season 12.
We are.
Of the Marilyn Dennis Show.
Can you believe it? Season 12.
How's season 11 been?
Well, it's been an interesting time. You know, it's actually been pretty good. You know, what I love about season 11 is that everybody now knows how to connect with the show, right? And it was like at the beginning, I was doing the show from two phones. Now I've got a big camera in the living room, a teleprompter, a mic. It's just like crazy. So the radio station's in the basement. The TV station is in the living room. But I do want to tell everybody, we've got the storyline that we want to share with you, and we want you to participate if you can. If your backyard does not inspire you, your backyard just doesn't inspire you, it might be the time to do something about it. So the Marilyn Dennis Show is looking for backyard makeover candidates. So submit your yard, go to the Marilyn Dennis Show's Instagram page and check out their Be on the Show highlight, or check out the Marilyn Dennis Show's Facebook and Facebook page and do it that way. But you know, you've been at home for a long time, you're looking at the backyard going, this is sad, then check out the show, because we might be bringing our cameras on a makeover crew to fix that all up for you.
Yeah, something needs to be done about that backyard.
Something is sad about it. I tell you, you can find more problems living at your home than you ever would have if you go back to work, right?
I know.
You see every corner. Well, that's not right. That's not right. So anyway, we'll take care of it for you. So that's the Marilyn Dennis Show. Thanks for letting me do that.
Channel 104.5. The morning. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Just turn it up and turn it up. Toronto's morning show.
Okay, hands up. Who's watched a cartoon and thought,
wait a minute.
Something about this character I kind of like, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's weird. It's weird. And the thing is, it doesn't matter what age, you're going, hello, right? What's your cartoon crush there, Miles?
All right, I'll start off by stating the obvious. It's Jessica Rabbit, obvious. Come on. Who created this character?
I don't know, but I think it's a bunch of very sexy television and radio, not television radio, but television and movie stars that they made into one, right?
Yeah.
Like really, really sexy. I got that.
Yep.
Who framed Roger Rabbit, right? That's where it's from.
Who framed Roger Rabbit?
Roger Rabbit. What about, I'm just going to ask Azalea, what did you think about Prince Eric?
You know, these guys are very pretty, these Disney princes, but they're not really my jam.
All right, so is there anybody that's your jam?
I would say, you know, if we take away the evil that is Scar.
Right.
I love Scar. You know, he has a beard, he has some nice hair. I like Scar, but, you know, he's evil. He's a bad guy.
Well, someone who might have something to say about that is on the line right now. Rana. Rana, who is your cartoon crush?
Mufasa.
Mufasa!
Oh, I'm sorry that my guy killed your guy.
That's so interesting.
All right. Play nice. Come on.
Is it the chiseled jaw? Is that what it is? Rana, what is it about him?
Yeah, very, very strong, determined. Knows what he owns. So, yeah, that's fine.
And I love the voice. The voice was, I mean...
The voice was great.
Deep. All right. That's interesting. Yeah.
We've also got Gina on the line. A bit of a strange one, Gina. Not going to lie.
Tweety Bird.
What?
Tweety Bird.
Tweety Bird. I'm a tweet with
the bird in a deal. What is it about Tweety Bird that does it for you?
It's Tweety Bird's eyes.
Okay. Okay, okay. Because I think he's adorable. But, you know, I didn't look at it as like a crush.
Are you single, Gina?
Right now, I am, yes.
You are. Have you ever revealed this to anyone?
No, not really.
Okay, I think we should keep it that way, if that's all right, Gina.
Oh, my God, you guys are so funny.
We got loads of texts on this.
I think special mention needs to go to the original Lola Bunny from Space Jam, though.
Lola Bunny. Yeah. Honorable mention. Yep.
And they kind of unsexied her in the new Space Jam, didn't they?
Right. So I don't know if it's nice to say, they unsexied her completely. She has no curves. She's not wearing a crop top. She doesn't have, like, sexy eyes anymore. They're just, like, normal eyes.
Were you disappointed to see that? Like,
I don't think it was a big deal that she was sexy before.
Yeah.
I mean, because she was still, right? She still played basketball and she was still, you know.
Right.
Great. So, anyways, I liked the original Lola.
Still a great character, but just toned down in this new movie, right?
Yeah, I mean, so there was nothing, no extra pizzazz.
So who else are they talking about? Who are texters saying?
The Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. I can see that.
When he's the Beast or when he's the Prince?
I'm guessing
when
the, he's beast. Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah. Someone
that
texted in.
That picture on the wall was kind of nice, though.
Someone texted in and said, I think it's because of Robbie Benson's voice. Who voiced the Beast, I guess.
Oh. Robbie Benson voiced the Beast?
Apparently, that's what this texter thinks.
His voice goes that low? I did not know that.
Wake up, Toronto. Let's keep it moving.
Good morning.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
Producer Miles in for Jamar while he's away on vacation, and we're talking cartoons.
We are cartoon crushes. Yeah. It could be movies, it could be TV. I mean, let's think about it. You know, back in the day when the Archies were a big hit, a lot of the boys would say, I like Veronica better than Betty. So oh my gosh, you like them. They're not people.
Right.
But crushes start happening at a very young age. You're never going to remember this, but baby boomers will. There was a show called Mighty Mouse.
Okay.
And I had a crush on him because he was a mouse and he had a cape on and he saved everybody.
Oh, yeah, I know, mate.
Here I come to save the day.
He wore the big M on his,
yes,
on his chest.
Yes, you are my hero. There's another one that says, somebody wrote in and said, Brian Griffin from Family Guy.
Oh, the talking dog from Family Guy. Yeah. Oh.
That was the last time I ever saw her.
Well, Brian, I think we've stumbled on the root of your problems.
What, are you crazy? For God's sake, my eyes were barely open and she just gave me away.
Victoria on the line.
Hello, Victoria.
Hello, Marilyn.
Have you had a cartoon crush? Miles has given his, I've given mine. What about you?
Absolutely. Optimus Prime.
You
cannot get sexier than Optimus Prime.
From Transformers. It's essentially a car.
Absolutely.
Wow.
I love him. Like, if he was a man in real life, oh my God. Like, he is my crush.
I think your car that you're in right now is getting a little bit jealous there, Victoria.
Careful. Let's have a listen. You can drive off the road.
This is Optimus Prime's voice.
With the Allspark gone, we cannot return life to our planet. And fate has yielded its reward.
Is this doing it for you, Victoria?
Oh, it does it for me.
Oh, my gosh, you're so funny.
You just made my morning.
Hey, Victoria, we're so glad that we did that. And I have to say something else. Something about that voice, too, right?
Exactly. There's something about that voice. Like,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm out of a lot of words.
Thanks for calling us.
We live among its people, hiding in plain sight, but watching over them in secret.
All right, calm down, Victoria. Yeah,
Victoria's got her flashers on.
That's enough.
Things are happening in her car.
Janet?
Yeah, yes.
Your cartoon crush.
Well, you know, I always loved Scooby-Doo.
You did?
I love Scooby-Too.
You mean the guy?
Not Shaggy. Scooby.
You like Scooby, not Shaggy.
Right.
The actual dog.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo. Oh, my God. Too.
What is it about Scooby-Doo?
Oh, he was just fun. He always had a lot of fun, and he helped to solve all the mysteries.
Yeah, that's how I felt about Mighty Mouse. Yeah, there's something about a guy that can come in and save, right?
Yeah.
I knew. Like, now Scooby was always figuring it out.
He was.
Yeah, good for you.
How many dogs do you own, Janet?
I don't own any dogs, good. To be honest.
She's single.
Good morning, everyone.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
And there you have it. 52 years ago on this day, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin made it to the moon, and they did a walkabout while Michael Collins was going around the moon waiting to connect with him a little later. That must have been lonely for Michael Collins.
Incredible.
Can you believe that? So today is a very special day when it comes to space and the race for space. We got two billionaires that were racing each other. We know that last week we had Richard Branson, who went up in his Virgin, whatever, that plane, ship, whatever he has. Today at 8 o'clock Texas time, but 9 o'clock our time, Jeff Bezos, his brother, an 81, 82-year-old would have been an astronaut, but because she was a woman, they didn't let her be. Am I right?
That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. And an 18-year-old are going to go up in space for 11 minutes on a rocket. They're going to experience 3 minutes of weightlessness. Then they're going to come down somewhere in this big expanse on a Texas prairie. So that's what's happening today. And, it's exciting.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
So is there competition between Sir Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos? Sir Richard said no. Here's what Jeff had to say.
I agree. There's one person who was the first person in space. His name was Yuri Gagarin, and that happened a long time ago. I think I'm going to be number 570 or something. That's where we're going to be in this list. So this isn't a competition. This is about building a road to space so that future generations can do incredible things in space.
Nah, it's a competition. Of course
it
is.
A little bit of a competition. Hey, I got to tell you this story, though. So, when we saw Sir Richard Branson, take off a couple of days ago.
Yes.
That was exciting.
Amazing.
But prior to that, you saw him with a couple of cars on either side on a highway to the launch pad, to the facility in New Mexico, riding a bike.
Yeah, he was cycling there, wasn't he?
He was cycling there.
He was wearing all black on a very high-tech bike with a convoy of cars either side of it.
I mean, this is a 71-year-old. So impressive. Yeah. I think recently he turned 72. So impressive.
Yeah, the bike was more impressive than the space shuttle.
That's right. So he gets there, and during this whole situation, as he's getting up to the podium to speak, he kind of stumbles on the fact, I got here by the bike, and whatever. We find out later that was all taped beforehand. He didn't just come up on a bike, go into a spacesuit, and then do a press conference, and then get on the Virgin Galactica, whatever you want to call that.
That's hilarious.
That was all fake.
It was fake.
And he made us believe it, but it tells me he can't really lie really well because he stumbled over his words about getting there. Anyway, that was interesting. Like, why do you do that?
But how do we think Bezos is going to get there? Is he going to be on a unicycle?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
They got to one-up each other, don't they?
I guess they do, but I just found that, did it take away a little bit? It did for me. Did it for you?
A little bit.
It took away from me, and I started laughing a little bit, but I thought, who talked you into that?
Right.
Anyway, it was cool.
I mean, we never pre-record anything. We would never do that to you.
No, and then tell you to believe it.
Never.
Never.
What about the 18-year-old astronaut that's going to be on this as well?
There's somebody that canceled, right? Because he had a conflicting schedule, but something more to do. And so this young guy came in. Isn't he related to this guy? Or it's a young kid. 18 years old.
18 years old. Yeah. I don't think there's any relation. This is what he had to say. Sound very, very excited.
Aww.
Great training here. And just simulating all the flights and expecting what to expect in space, because we have no idea and it's pretty hard to imagine. But I'm just super excited and not nervous at all.
Well,
that's amazing.
So this is what's going to happen years from now. He's out for dinner with friends. He's been married for about 5 years. Mm-hmm. These are new friends to the couple. He's going to bring up the old space story.
Oh.
And she's going to go,
no, this one again.
This again. Rolling of the eyes and go, oh my gosh.
I've heard this 1,000 times. Go on.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
Definitely.
Here we go.
Well, best of luck to them on the space mission today. Unmanned as well. It's no pilot, right?
Pilot. Everything's done from a planet Earth.
Wow.
So good luck to them. Takeoff, I think, is 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Pass me the coffee.
The Chum Morning Show.
Tuesday morning, producer Miles in for Jamar. Marilyn, does your granddaughter, Everly, like watching one of my favorite shows, Peppa Pig?
Oh my gosh, we watch it. Every time she stays with me, we watch a half an hour Peppa Pig. Mummy, Daddy, that's how Peppa talks. Zebra, optician, she has an accent now.
Yeah, if you've never heard the voices of Peppa Pig, then, you don't have children, basically.
It is a very British-laden accent kind of show. It's cute.
I'm Susie Sheep. See what I mean?
And you say this. Mickey Mackey Boo Bar Boo.
That's nothing like me.
It is a bit like you, Susie.
You're just as noisy as me.
Is Is that what I sound like when I come on the air?
You kind of, you do, except with the snorting. You don't do the snorting.
Sometimes.
But so there's this little kid in California, and we saw this story, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is so funny. Because of the lockdown, and because the show's so popular with, like, I'd say 3 to 5 year olds, right? This little girl was, really surprised her parents because she said to her mother in a Polish British accent, "Mummy, are you going to the optician?" And they went like, "What? What are you saying?" And they're like, where is this coming from? And it's because kids, like anything else like we do as adults, have binge-watched some shows.
Yeah.
And Peppa Pig is one of the most popular shows with those little ones, and very unusual vocabulary for North Americans, you know, on the way they pronounce things. And
sure.
And so that's why you hear these little words come out. So, but I just know that Everly yells for her father, "Daddy." And I'm like, wow. So she'll say to me, "Come on, Nana, follow me."
That's amazing.
That's what she says. And I'm like, where does this come from? Then I realize watching Peppa Pig, yeah.
So because some of these kids have been stuck at home during lockdowns and stuff, they haven't been able to socialize with their own friends or other people.
That's right.
So the only voices they're hearing are Peppa Pig.
Yeah. So she'll say, like, her Peppa doll's not here right now. She took it over her dad's. But it's like things like this. "Oh, come on. You'll feel better." That's what she does. I'm like, who are you? And then she'll go back into like her Canadian thing. But it's just, there's these little phrases. These kids are sponges, right?
I love it.
And it's adorable. Adorable.
I'm going to have to start watching it before I go back to the UK because everyone back home is like, what's happened to your accent?
Really? They see it already. They hear it already.
Yeah. Big time.
Wow. Okay.
So there you go.
Anyway, so if you get the Peppa effect, it's a good thing because it's a fun show. But it's a really polished British accent for your little ones.
Billions of views on YouTube, by the way, Peppa Pig. It's,
oh my gosh.
Insane. Someone's making a lot of money out of this show.
They really are.
Turn it up.
Jump 104.5's Forever Fridays.
Forever Fridays. What?
Good morning, Katie.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Great, after with your call this morning.
Yes. So, 2 weeks from today, as Miles mentioned, you could be the winner of a key that opens up the door to Friday Harbor, fully furnished, brand new, gorgeous two-bedroom. What do you think?
Awesome. I can't wait.
Are you getting ready to go to work today, Katie?
Yes.
Are you going to tell everyone? Are you going to brag about it? Or do you not want to get too excited?
I don't want to get too excited, but I'll brag to myself.
Okay, that's
good. All right.
And what do you do?
Project management.
Yeah. A hell of a project going on at Friday Harbor. It's incredible. Can't wait for you to see it. Loads of restaurants and a golf course and loads of places to take the whole family. You'll love it.
I can't wait. Thank you so much. Yes. That made my day.
Oh, that's great. Have a great day. Well, it's going to be a great day because you are now registered to win. That's fantastic.
Next keyword coming up with Chum Forever Fridays with Richie Favolero, 11 a.m. today on Chum. So not long to go until Jeff Bezos goes up into space for the first time ever.
In about a couple of minutes, they're going to walk over, and at 8:30, they get put into the capsule, and then at 9 o'clock, they take off, and they go up in the sky for 11 minutes into another layer that makes you weightless for 3 minutes, and then they come back down. Now, that is pretty incredible. None of these people, with the exception of the 82-year-old trained astronaut, who's never been up, but she was trained that way, has really experienced all this stuff, right? Like, this is amazing.
It is amazing. A life-changing experience, as Sir Richard Branson mentioned when he went up with Virgin Galactic about 10 days ago now.
Yeah.
They wished Blue Origin all the best of luck. I have a look. Just look now at the Virgin Galactic Twitter account, and they've actually said good luck to all the crew.
Oh, that's great.
Except Jeff. No, I'm kidding.
No, I'm just kidding. They didn't say that. Yeah. So the Bezos brothers will be joined by a Dutch 18-year-old kiddo. He's a child, Oliver Denman, and he's going to be the youngest person ever to travel to space once the trip is completed, and then former NASA trainee Wally Funk, who's 82. And back in the day, in the 60s, when she was trained with some other women, they didn't let the women go up in space, but they were trained to do so. so. So she's been through all the workout, you know, and you know, now she gets to go. I saw when they announced, when Jeff Bezos said to her, you're going to go up in space with me, I thought, oh my gosh, this is such a miracle that she's getting this chance. I think it's so fantastic. So somebody said to him at a press conference, what will your last meal be? And he goes, why are you saying that?
Wow.
What a terrible way of saying
it. That's an awful question.
My meal before I go up, that's a different way of phrasing it. But anyway, it's going to be very exciting. So we'll hear about more of it. But I just, like by 9:30, let's see, 11, 9, yeah. By 9:30, you know, it'll be up, down, and like the lead up time. I don't know about you, Miles. I don't know if I could sleep knowing that I was going up in space, excited, thinking about, oh my gosh. And then all of a sudden it's over, because that's not a long time.
I get nervous before a flight.
Yeah.
Just within this planet. Never mind leaving it. Apparently they're not giving the 18-year-old a window seat because he's going to be on his phone the whole time.
Oh.
He's going to be on TikTok.
Taking pictures. He's going to be the social media guy.
Are we there yet?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's exciting.
Very exciting.
I think it's different. It's different than what Branson did. It's the 52nd anniversary of man stepping on the moon. So I think it's pretty cool. It's pilotless, everybody. That means everybody's running it from the Earth.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Come on. In the morning.
My station.
Chum 104.5.
Hey, producer Miles in for Jamar.
Okay, so tonight, Miles, you're going to go with Heather, your girlfriend, to go see Black Widow.
That's right, Marilyn. Yeah, I'm going to go tonight, 7 p.m. Going to go and see it.
Good.
Black Widow.
Yeah.
First movie back since Step 3 of reopening. Can't wait.
3 hours? Yeah.
Probably about 3 hours. The Marvel Universe movies are really long, aren't they?
Does she like Marvel Universe movies?
She doesn't mind them. Probably not as big of a fan as I am, but I think she likes them.
Yeah. Well, fair warning here, just for everyone that's going to go see this movie in the theater. There was a woman said that they had gone to a theater, they finished watching the movie Black Widow, and after that she gave her boyfriend, who loves Marvel, what she thought was a very honest kind of review. She said that she didn't like it, okay? She did not like it. So she said that he insisted that she didn't understand the movie because she hadn't seen all the other Marvel movies.
Mm.
See, that's what happens. That's what happens. She argued that she had and that she'd seen all those movies. And then he called her a liar. And then he continued to be defensive over her poor review of Black Widow. So anyway, they have to go home, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where is he going to sleep? He sleeps on the couch. And then the next day, he called off their 2-year relationship.
No.
So I'm saying fair parental guidance. I'm telling you, be very careful.
They broke up over a Marvel movie.
They broke up over a movie. I don't think that's ever happened to me, but very firm on that she is not right to say that this movie wasn't good and that he called her a liar because she doesn't understand the Marvel Universe. And he said that she had never seen the other Marvel movies and she insisted she had. She just didn't like the movies. How would you handle that?
Look, I mean, I've tried in the past to get friends on board with the whole Marvel movie.
Yeah.
And they've just been like, no, it's not for me. I don't like it. You're a nerd. I'm like, I'm not a nerd. It's a good movie. Like, the whole thing is great. I love
it's
the storylines. It's just entertainment. It's great action. But they just didn't want any of it. Whereas Heather is, she likes it every now and then.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to say she's a diehard fan, but she'll sit through it. And I think she's just looking forward to go to the snacks tonight, you know?
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's an alley. But do you want an honest review? Like, do any of us want an honest review about anything? Especially if you really like a show or a movie.
If it's something that you like, you just kind of, you cancel out anything anyone's saying that's negative about something you like.
You're very judgy. Very judgy.
Very judgy. Is there a movie that you like more than Jim?
I don't think we've seen enough movies. We're still newlyweds.
Right.
We haven't been to a movie. No. I can't say that we have one. Not yet. Not yet.
Because Heather made me watch Breakfast at Tiffany's a few weeks ago, and I got up and walked away halfway through. I was like, this is terrible.
You know what? It's a classic for various reasons. I'm not the biggest fan of that movie, but there's something Holly Golightly about it.
Right.
I like it. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Well, she won't be leaving tonight because I've paid good money for these VIP tickets.
So, I said the story to Azalea, and Azalea, get on the mic. Tell people what you said to me.
Yeah, I definitely think that he was just waiting for something to just break up with her.
Yes!
He was like, you know what? This is it. I'm going to make a big deal out of this right now.
Yeah, and he used a Marvel movie to break up with his girlfriend. That's right.
Yeah, so, like, he made it seem like he was very passionate about it.
Crazy breakups. You know, you wait. There's nothing really wrong with a relationship kind of situation, but you got to find something so you're justified in breaking up with somebody.
Right.
I agree.
Yeah, that was the end game stage of the relationship.
Match. Game.
Producer Miles in for Jamar, and we welcome Elizabeth.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Good morning. $700 on the line. And you know, we can help you out, Azalea or myself. You just have to decide who is going to help you get that $700.
Well, I think we're going to go with Marilyn just because I've got more history.
We got more history, but there's
Been on for longer. You've been playing for longer.
I've been here since everything was black
I know
and
words.
White. She knows words.
I've been using words all my life.
I was going to just say, Zalia, is it? She's got a fresh brain. But okay, you're going to go with me.
That's
all right.
That's true. I'll go with Marilyn.
Okay, thank you.
And Elizabeth, we've also got Ari, who's 8 years old, and George, who's 10, in the car with you as well.
We do. We're just going to golf lessons this morning.
I should clarify that they're your children, not just two random children in the back of the car. Perfect. All right, you ready to play?
All right, let's go.
Okay, Elizabeth, Ari, and George. Today, the first word is ant. A-N-T, ant, like the insect.
Oh, like ant eater, ant trap, not A-U-N-T, so A-N-T. So, ant. Oh, this is harder than it normally is, although easier than ring from yesterday. Ant. I think we should go with ant trap, guys, or ant eater?
Ant trap.
Okay, we're going with ant trap.
Locking it in?
We're locking it in.
Answer locked.
All right. Here we go.
Marilyn, today, the first word is ant. A-N-T.
Farm. Ant problem, which I had at the beginning of the year. I say ant farm. Yeah.
Ant farm, locking
ant
it in?
Ant farm. Lock. Boy, that better be separate words.
Answer, lock.
Elizabeth, Ari, and George, what did you say?
We said ant trap.
Oh, yeah, that helps with the ant problem. I just remember having an ant farm in grade 3, and I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah,
is what I said.
You said farm. Azalea, you and I had made
We would have matched.
We would have matched.
Oh, you would have matched. At least I would have lost with both of you.
There you go.
That's true. Don't you feel better? You now know that Azalea knows words, and that's very comforting to all of us.
Thank you.
What are people saying, though, Miles? What other ideas?
We were just talking about the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Superhero Ant-Man, right? Ant-Eater, Ant-Bait.
Ant-Eater. Isn't that one word?
Someone put Irene. I think they got the spelling of ant wrong.
Irene.
You know, I love my aunt Irene. I really do.
Yeah.
Isn't anteater one word, people? Yeah. Anteater. Let me look it up. Yeah, it's one word.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. A lot of people said farm as well, though. So, you know.
Okay, that's an interesting word. All right. Thanks for playing, Elizabeth. And you got a crew there behind you. All right. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for listening.
So the money just keeps going up and up and up and up.
$800 tomorrow. Do it.
What's trending in Toronto?
What's trending?
Let me know.
So yesterday, the government announced that they will allow fully vaccinated American travelers into Canada starting on August 9th, and then will begin to ease restrictions for others on September 7th. So also happening on August 9th, the government's going to scrap that mandatory three-night stay at an assigned hotel upon arrival into Canada for non-vaccinated travelers. So that For everybody. Yeah. So that's kind of been something that people really hated and people were very much against, mm-hmm. especially when they already felt like they had a well put together quarantine plan. So now all they have to do is show that they have a quarantine plan, and now they don't have to do that 3-night hotel stay.
Right.
The quarantine for fully vaccinated, that was already thrown out on July 5th. So they fully vaccinated travelers just have to show that they have a negative test within 72 hours before boarding their flight, and then they won't have to take one on arrival.
Right.
So traveling is reopening. Things are happening. Yeah.
You just have to, more than pack, you have to have all the documents ready to go, all the tests 72 hours before you go. And just understand, you know, build in a couple of days around when you come back into the country and coming and going, because, you know, you might need that flex time.
Does this announcement change anything for you, Marilyn, or any of your friends and family affected by this announcement?
Well, my sister was going to come up and visit me, but she already booked a flight to Paris.
Oh, all right.
Then this news came in later, and she said, Toronto, Paris. I said, I love you, but go to Paris and don't feel guilty. So she's going to go to Paris. They've always wanted to go. They've never been. So, yeah. Yeah, just like within 24 hours of that announcement, I went, no. Anyway, that's what happened.
That's okay. Well, yesterday, some exciting news. Halsey, she announced on her Instagram that she gave birth. So the caption reads, gratitude for the more rare and euphoric birth powered by love. So the baby's name is Ender Ridley Aiden. And it's funny because she actually had big plans for her pregnancy. She said that she was going to do yoga, eat flaxseed, use essential oils, meditate, and journal every single day. But then she said she didn't do any of those. Mm-hmm. She ate cookies and bagels every day for the first 5 months. So I think that just goes to show this. Celebrities are real people too.
They're real people too. Do you want to know?
And you could have plans, but.
Ender's name is a Turkish word meaning rare.
Rare.
Oh, that is why she said rare. That makes sense.
For the most rare and euphoric birth powered by love, she said. So Ender's name is a Turkish word meaning rare. That's cool.
Okay, I like that. I like that so much more. And right now, we're actually just minutes away from the Blue Origin's first flight to space. So Jeff Bezos, his brother, an 18-year-old from the Netherlands, and 82-year-old Wally Funk, who's actually an aviation pioneer and one of 13 female pilots who went through the same testing back in the 60s as NASA's Mercury astronauts. But she didn't make the cut. They didn't want her to go because they're all women. So they never got the chance.
Yep. Can you imagine
now,
all that training?
2021.
Yeah. Can you imagine all that training? Oh my gosh. All right.
But I love that it came full circle for her and now she gets to go. So that's exciting because it's the youngest and the oldest to ever go to space. So that's exciting. And also today's a special day because it's the 52nd anniversary of the Apollo 11 landing. So they're making history. They're doing big things and it's going to happen very soon. And this ship, as we mentioned earlier, doesn't have any pilots. It's just, self-automated or fully automated.
It's pilotless. And it's all automated from Earth. Earthlings.
Yes. Very exciting. So they're going up for 11 minutes and they're going 16 kilometers higher than Richard Branson did on Virgin Galactica. So... That's cool.
They keep stats. They're going higher. They're going higher. They're going 11 minutes. They're going to be weightless for 3 minutes, and they're going to come back down. And, I mean, it's going to happen. Like, it's happening in 15 minutes. That's exciting.
And it's just crazy how fast that happens. So it's going to be 106 kilometers. Like, I'm just trying to imagine driving 106 kilometers, and then they're going up. So 10 minutes up and down.
Yeah. You know, I have to smile because with Branson's launch, too, and everything in his flight, I think to myself, now, they didn't land on the moon, but how clear... Much more clearer the pictures are from inside the actual capsule or the plane or the rocket. So that's helpful because it's so murky when you see the man on the moon. It's like, I think I see two guys. I think they're putting out a flag.
Anything, right?
Could be anything, yeah. Yep.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Channel 104.5.
Producer Miles in for Jamar. Marilyn, there's one spare seat on the Blue Origin spacecraft with Jeff Bezos.
Yes.
Are you taking it? Are you... last minute.
Do they want me? Because I was just saying to you guys during the break, during that song, I said, I don't know if they want me because I'll go, what's that number? What does that number mean? There's a lot of numbers on the screen. What's that button for?
Oh, you'd ask too many
Where's
questions.
Where's the bathroom? Yeah. I always need to know where the bathroom is. Let me check the bathroom to see if it's okay. But they're only going up for 11 minutes. Three weightless minutes involved within that 11 minutes. So would I take it? Well, Wally, what's her last name? Wally...
Wally Funk?
Yeah, Wally Funk. She is, you know, she's used to doing this because she is a astronaut in training, although the women never got a chance to do that in the 60s. If Wally can do it, I can do it.
You'd be sat there going, have you got the newest updated list of all the movies that you're going to be showing on the in-flight entertainment system?
Yeah. Do you do that? Do you do that? You go, oh, I've seen that already.
Always. The first
Don't
thing you do.
Something new?
First thing you do when you sit down. I've seen that.
Would
I've
you be good? That. Would you be good? At the, would you be good in the capsule?
Do you know, I'd want to listen to music the whole time. I wouldn't want to speak to anyone else. I'd want to put my AirPods in, some noise-canceling headphones, and all I would want to hear is I don't know, some David Bowie or something.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Azalea, would you go if the opportunity, you didn't have to pay for it. You had to take a couple of, like, little courses to get through it, little courses. Although you're a passenger, so it's just kind of a run-through.
I know before I was saying no, but it is an opportunity of a lifetime, so... Yes, they did do, what, 15 or so? Like, try, like, whatever. They worked it out to make sure it was going to be safe. Yeah. So, yes, if I trusted it enough, I would just, I would do it. I'd go.
I mean, think about it. The oldest person on Blue Origin is 82. Mm-hmm. The youngest is 18. And I believe, isn't Jeff Bezos, like, the richest guy, like, ever?
Mm-hmm.
And so, and his brother. Boy, you must really have a good relationship with your brother.
That's what I would want to do. I'd want to go with my brother. Yeah. That would be great.
My sister would say, I'm going to, she'd go, yeah, I'll go. And then she would say, why did you talk me into this? Why are we here? Why do I let you talk me into things? Anyway, it's exciting. They're going to take off very soon. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. And I just wish them all the best because it really is exciting. All the stuff that they do, I know some people go, why are they doing this? A lot of things are born from flights that we have today. Technical advancements, things to make the Earth safer. So even though you think it's a billionaires competing with each other, yeah, probably. But they got passion and they've done the research.
It is groundbreaking.
Yeah, it is groundbreaking.
To see people like you and I head up there. Not Jeff, but the rest of them that are on there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's going to be, like, people are going to, we'll, on Chum, we'll be giving away flights on one of those two vehicles, on one of those two airborne, you know, rockets. There's no doubt about it.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5. Podcast.